What's up, guys? It's time for Mother's Milk. Thanks to the Haberdasher and Straz, the Rock and Roll Doctor, for rocking out another Man in the Gray Flannel Suit show. It's always a delight when Straz comes because he keeps Scott's boring music notions in check. So the show pretty much rocked consistently all night long. Always a fun time. And now it's time for getting drunk. Tonight is a great night for Rum Doings because for the first show this year, we get to play the Episode 10 Spectacular that will make sense if you're listening in an hour. And until then, I'm just going to play some classics, some stuff I haven't played in a while that I like a lot. Except for this first track. I can't remember if I like the song or not, but this is off Alejandro Escovedo's most recent record, Street Songs of Love, and it's called Undesired. This one goes out to Straz for turning me on to Alejandro Escovedo last year.
Fought in Paris, fought in Rome, beneath the lights of the Astrodome. Now, baby, didn't we know? Drank a piece to ourselves, poured the poison, drank a toast to our health, baby, didn't we know?
out to the bathroom. We didn't go back to her place. We went to some place where she can't sit. She said, I know I look tired, but everything's fried here in Memphis. Man, I wanna know exactly which bathroom, dude. Does it make any difference? It can't be important. Yeah, sure, I'll tell my story again. In barlight, she looked alright. In daylight, she looked desperate. That's alright, I was desperate too. I'm getting pretty sick of this interview. Subpoena in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Subpoena in Texas, sequestered. Guess it might be a rental. I remember she had satellite radio. I guess she seemed a bit nervous. Do you think I'm that stupid? Well, what the hell, tell the story again. In barlight, she looked alright. In daylight, she looked desperate. That's alright, I was desperate too. I'm getting pretty sick of this interview. In Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Subpoena in Texas, sequestered in Memphis.
I'll do anything you say. Live right, read the good book. I'll settle down and pray. When Gabriel blows his horn, I know things might not go my way. Get me through this, Lord, and I'll do anything you say. Pluck me from this driftwood, Lord, I'll be a better man. Raise me from the deep sea in the palm of your great hand. Let me see tomorrow and I'll try to understand how the sinking of my little vessel fits into your plan. Here's to the halcyon. May she rest at the bottom of the ocean, for the good Lord knows best. You made her from lumber and you gave her to the sea. Now, good Lord, what do you propose to do with me? Hold my life to you. Things look pretty bleak right now, but I know you'll come through. I've squandered my good fortune and my other fortune too. Get me through this, Lord, and I'll devote my life to you. I cannot change my past mistakes. I've let it life devoid the virtue. Either way, the man I will never drink again. Well, I'll pour over my Bible and I'll pour out all my gin. I'll prove to you a sinning man can turn his back on sin. Give me some fresh water, Lord, I'll never drink again. Oh, here's to the halcyon, forever may she rest at the bottom of the ocean, for the good Lord knows best. You made her from lumber and you gave her to the sea. Now, good Lord, what do you propose to do with me? Here's to the halcyon.
So that was the old 97s with Here's to the Halcyon. For that, you heard Sequestered in Memphis by The Hold Steady. And we started out with Undesired by Alejandro Escovedo. You were listening to Mother's Milk. It's about 1:15. So there's about a lot more music about boozing coming your way. Up next, we're going to go a little folky, I reckon, for a little bit. A little more down-tempo, but still beautiful. This is Arlo Guthrie, live from 2005. This is City of New Orleans. Love this song.
Right now in the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, my name on rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee. Rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no names, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point and no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. The sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the channel beam, and the rhythm of the rail is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the City of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Say, don't you know me? I am a native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Oh, good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
He's lying on the double bed, acting self-assured in his t-shirt and his underwear. He's barely said a word. She pours a cup of coffee, lights the day's first cigarette, picks up the phone and calls her kids from the motel kitchenette. And there's two guys moving slowly in the room across the hall. Both their heads are pounding from last night's alcohol. They met in a chat room, then they took it here. They both go by pseudonyms and soon they'll disappear. In the darkness, 'cause the morning light is hell. At the Camelot Motel, he met her at the pool hall. The guys told him she's touched. Now she's written, she's raving about the devil, Christ, and such. He's thinking about the highway and the way she begged last night. He's wishing that he'd blown this dump before the morning light. Cheaters, liars, outlaws, and fallen angels, they fell, so they hold on to each other in the darkness, 'cause the morning light is hell at the Camelot Motel. Lancelot and Guinevere bang their bedpost in my, entrance halls. I lie awake with a troubled mind, thinking about what I left behind. Me and the royal denizens got damn good reasons for our sins. Now there's a couple counting money in room 124. They're rapping and 20s, throwing their ones on the floor. They're strung out and they're nervous. They jump at every little sound. He keeps picking up his pistol and putting his pistol down. Cheaters, liars, outlaws, and fallen angels, which they fell, so they hold on to each other in the darkness, 'cause the morning light is hell at the Camelot Motel.
Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thank you. the bar. I drove like crazy for a half mile. I was 13 beers drunk. On Houston, I jumped in some trunk. We ventured on New York Thruway. Where myself I heard I say, shall I be classic self-crasher? Or be a good flasher? Hey, I'd like to see you try it. How was you gonna do about it? Hey, be a bad priest. Hey, el premio rey a nayes. Hey, now you got night. What's up?
You know, that's still my favorite Gogo Bordello song. That's When the Trickster Starts a Poking Bordello Kind of Guy from their EP Multi Contra Culti. It's from, 2002. And, they've kind of steadily gone downhill for me, really, I guess. The album with Alcohol on it was pretty good, although Alcohol was a disappointing track for, you know, all of its being named Alcohol. The last record had no drinking songs on it, like not a single reference to booze on the entire album, as far as I could tell. So I've never played it on Mother's Milk here. You'll have to listen to other radio shows with fewer standards and less commitment if you want to hear anything off of that record. Someone talk to Gogo Bordello and tell them that they're obviously drinking enough, just need to be writing more about it. Before Gogo Bordello, you heard Modest Mouse with We've Got Everything. And, Mary Gaucher and Arlo Guthrie before that with Camelot Motel and City of New Orleans. Ghibli got us a little quiet. And we're going to get quiet again because I like doing schizophrenic shows. And this next track, I have a friend who's gotten obsessed with the Great Lakes Swimmers over the last week or two. I don't really know anything by them so much. But she keeps sending me links to YouTube videos. So I'm learning about them. And I was going through the shelves tonight looking for stuff that I love that I haven't played in a while, and I found a record I'd never heard by the Great Lakes Swimmers called something. I don't know. What is it called? It doesn't matter. What's important is the song is called Stealing Tomorrow, and it does have a booze reference, albeit a small one. And so we're going to hear it here. This one's for Katie.
Not even you. Oh no, no. else is driving like this body is mine. Changed myself without even telling you or even asking. I need relief, 'cause I can't be sober and win you over. Relayed my temperature, I have to get out of here. And you don't even know half of it. I cannot turn it off, I don't have a switch for that. Haven't crash landed yet, haven't crash landed yet. Stealing tomorrow from today. Stealing tomorrow from today. Stealing tomorrow from today.
So
Huzzah. I guess that was kind of a downer set. I hope that you all enjoyed it. That was Elliot Smith with Condor Avenue. Some Sweet Day by Sparkle Horse. I think both of those guys killed themselves, didn't they? Mark Linkus from Sparkle Horse, I think, was a local dude, even. Yeah, so I guess I played a Morbid set as well as a downer set. We started out with the Great Lake Swimmers doing some low-key music. A track called Stealing Tomorrow off of their 2008 record, Lost Channels. Let's get happy again, shall we? I'm kind of bummed. Ironically, I guess. saying that right after I said let's get happy. But someone got rid of the first Eddie Spaghetti album here at the station. So I only have the second Eddie Spaghetti album to play from. I'm really excited and thrilled by the fact that Eddie Spaghetti is playing here in March at Capitol Ale House, which is kind of awesome. And I guess I'll play something off of this old number two record by Mr. Spaghetti. I wonder if he's legally changed his name to Eddie Spaghetti. I can't believe he was born with that name. It would be kind of hilarious if he had. Anyways, this is Carry Me Home by Eddie Spaghetti. Stay tuned for more up-tempo music, hopefully, for the next little bit.
Working on a late night shift. She bumps and bombs and barmaids on a midnight drift. And the dance band's playing the same old slang. I was singing whiskey and you were singing fine wine. Well, I don't know what it is that you're trying to prove. Well, it should be you, but it's me that can hardly move. And I've got my reputation lying on the line. Come on, baby, be a good girl and help the fly. You got tasted, man. That head of yours has got you by time and time again. My arms and legs are aching, and my head's about to blow. And your backside's been breaking, and I'd hate this for the show. Yeah, well, I just met next week's wages, I guess that's the point. But you are more, and it's 4:30, and they wanna close the joint. And we can't afford a taxi, it's too late for the bus. But I've been told by friends of mine, you're someone I can trust, so carry me. I'm bleary-eyed and you're waiting for the sunshine to come and kill me. Just like the man who threw me on the floor. Don't know, while I'm down here I might as well try to find the bathroom door. Excuse me, have you seen it? This rug is thick. And have you got a plastic bag? Because I'm gonna be sick. I'm dead drunk and even, and hanging upside down. And you're getting up and leaving. Do you think I'm gonna drown? Oh, carry me home.
Rob Halford's transformation, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. The heavy metal band Judas Priest has been blasting the airwaves since the 1970s. With their 1990 album Painkiller, the sound and look of the band changed. Rob Halford himself had new tattoos and shaved his head for the first time. Taking the album on tour in 1991, Halford rode onto a stage in Toronto on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, dressed in leather biker gear. Hitting a drum platform concealed by clouds of stage fog, he fell off his bike, careened off the stage, and broke his nose, but Halford regained composure and performed the whole concert. Shortly thereafter, Halford left the band to focus on other musical endeavors. In 1998, he revealed he was gay in an interview with MTV. For the most part, the heavy metal community didn't freak. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Josh Sturgill.
Song. And after being accused of fucking teenage boys and beating others cold, you'd side with me. And enough of you would doubt it, which would likely set me free. You'd say
Hope you guys dug that. That was Happy Hero by Negative Land. Before that, you heard Drinking by the River by the Scotch Greens. And we started that set off with Carry Me Home off of Eddie Spaghetti's second record, Old Number 2. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, Virginia, and your home for the All Booze radio show, Mother's Milk, which you are listening to right now and hopefully drinking along at home with. Up next, I'm going to play some Triffids, because the Triffids are awesome. I will let you know that in around 10 minutes or so, we will be airing episode 10 of Rum Doings, which was absolutely spectacular because of its amazingly awesome send-up of the Now Show at its beginning. You'll see what I'm talking about when you hear it, and I hope that you enjoy it, as I certainly did when it originally aired on the internets. I guess like a year-ish ago or something. I guess I could check, really. I could finally know. Well, December 9th, 2009. Yeah, so a little over a year ago. Word. Anyways, that's to look forward to. And until then, I'm going to play some more tunes, starting with Once a Day by the Triffids.
Taken all My name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad.
Cowboys and cattlemen, how do?
Loaded up and trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We got a long way to go.
Well, that was two from Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. We started out with Sunday Morning Coming Down, and then you heard Eastbound and Down. So lots of down in that. And we started out that set with Once a Day by the Triffids. And now, without any further ado, let's hear some rum doing, shall we?